Well, 3,000 Australians die every year as a result from short and long-term exposure to air pollution. But there's hope that would change after State and Territory Environment Ministers meet in Melbourne today to sign off on Australia's first clean air agreement. The agreement will introduce new emission standards for petrol-powered equipment, including engines, mowers and pumps. The Environmental Justice Australia NGO is part of a coalition of environmental and health groups, the Clean Air Action Network, it's called, which is calling for tougher standards. And Dr. James Whelan is a researcher at EJA. Got there finally. He joins us on the line. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Hamish.
So 3,000 Australians die every year from air pollution. That seems an enormous figure, but nonetheless true.
At least 3,000 Australians die each year from air pollution, and most of those premature deaths are preventable. Most of those premature deaths are a result of exposure to particle pollution, and it's standards for particle pollution that will be decided by the Environment Ministers today.
And what are the factors that contribute to that figure? How do we calculate that? What causes it?
Particle pollution in Australia comes from a small number of identified sources. It comes from coal mines. They're the leading source of particle pollution. And in a place like the Hunter Valley or the Latrobe Valley, clearly communities are living cheek and jowl with a daily massive dose of PM10 or coarse particles from coal mines. Also comes from coal-fired power stations, from coal export, from motor vehicles. They're a significant urban source. From wood heaters, which again, in an area such as some of the cooler parts of Australia, Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney, where people are using wood heaters that are perhaps a little older and don't meet today's standards, wood heaters can be a significant source of the fine particles, or PM2.5. All of these sources of particle pollution are entirely preventable, and there are measures that we know a lot about that could be adopted by the ministers today to seriously reduce the exposure Australians have to particle pollution.
Could you just explain in a little more detail the sort of causation? Are these people actually dying? What are these people actually dying from? Is it disease? What happens? What's the chain?
There's a linear relationship between exposure to particle pollution and a range of respiratory and cardiovascular illnesses, which cumulatively contribute to a preventable or premature death. PM2.5, the finest particles, which are inhaled deeply into our lungs, cause a range of quite serious cardiovascular and respiratory problems that, as I say, are preventable. PM10 causes things like asthma, hospital admissions, people around Australia taking sickies. The health bill of exposure to particle pollution is massive. Just in Sydney, close to $5 billion in public health expenses each year, which you can extrapolate across the country. Sydney's not the most polluted place. And it's not only those preventable deaths that are contributing to the health bill, but it's also lost productivity. Every time somebody takes a sickie, every time somebody is admitted to hospital or needs to take Ventolin and perhaps stay away from school or work, all of this is adding to a cost, a burden to Australia that's preventable, as I say, and for which specific polluters are responsible.
And tell me, in terms of the meeting that's happening today, why is it actually happening now? Why is there this sort of decision to try and do something? And if there is an outcome, what's the ideal outcome?
The first time that Australia set national air pollution standards was 17 years ago. I was very involved as an environmental researcher and advocate at that time in the development of those standards. Prior to that, every state set their own air pollution standards, and as you can imagine, it was hodgepodge. Different pollution levels were permissible in different states around the country. We set our first standards 17 years ago. Since then, the world has moved on. Standards have become much stricter. The World Health Organization has recommended, as have many health experts, an approach about continuous improvement or continuously reducing the community's exposure to particle pollution. And Australia's been left behind. 17 years is a long time. Community expectations have increased as well, and where communities might have been content in a place like Newcastle, where I live, to live with black dust cloaking the outside of the house and indeed the inside of your house and being inhaled deeply into our lungs, that might have been acceptable in the community 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's certainly not now. Mm. And as I say, it's preventable.
James, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. We're about to hit news time. So we appreciate your time today and we look forward to hearing how things proceed. James Whelan is the researcher at the Environmental Justice Australia.